You're ready.
I've already been rolling. All right, started rolling. So.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
It's the black. Okay. I don't even know what episode this is.
267, I think.
I've completely checked out of Instagram, pretty much.
I don't go on Instagram. 267. So, yeah.
267. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. On today's episode of the hashtag Blackout Podcast, we're back in an abbreviated sense. What'd you say?
I say, so to speak, in a nutshell.
So to speak. Yeah. We're back, so you know we'll talk about that and maybe a couple other things. We'll keep it short and sweet on this episode of the hashtag Blackout Podcast. All right, welcome back again to episode 267, I believe, of the hashtag Blackout Podcast. I'm Jared.
What's good, people? I'm Jay.
And we're back at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, I know it's been a few months, and really...
Quite a few.
mainly because I asked to sort of pause for a minute, so...
It's all good.
Yeah, man. How's the family? How's everything?
Life is good. Family's good. What more can I say? Celebrating a soon-to-be 14-year-old today. Today is Saturday, right. So soon-to-be 14-year-old. My kid's about to hit that milestone. So he has a couple little friends over, and they're just chilling, hanging out, playing games, doing teenage boy stuff. Teenage boy stuff. You know, youngest one, he's doing what he does. Luckily, still on honor roll, doing honor roll stuff, all A's. What else?
That's good.
What have I got? A promotion at work. I'm now a manager, so yay for me. So that's cool. Other than that, trying to think, what's been going on? Absolutely nothing's been going on since... When was the last time we talked? Late October?
Yeah, late October-ish, yeah.
Something like that, yeah, but...
Last time we talked on this, for sure, but yeah.
Got a PS5.
Okay.
If anybody else cares, I don't know why I mentioned that, but yeah.
I play,
I've been playing more, in the past, I guess, month or so, but I got the PS5 for Christmas. Didn't really want it. The kids kind of convinced my wife to get it for me. I just thought it would have been a waste of money, but I try to live up to the gift, you know, use the gift that was given to me. Mm-hmm. So I try to play it a little bit more now. Been playing Need for Speed Unbound. Car games. So car game is where I'm at right now. Played a whole bunch of other games on it, and yeah, I just found myself stuck to that. Other than that, look around. I'm trying to look around to see if anything like sparks what I've been doing the past couple months. No, absolutely nothing. Just pretty much living, man.
Okay. Yeah,
so like I say, how about you? How's
That's cool.
things been with you, family wise?
Yeah, man, it's been it's been a little crazy over here, all over the place, but I can just say that we are a blessed family overall. It's been, I don't know, it's just been like a busy, you know, several months. A lot of stuff. Work was busy. Work was like super stressful. Last year, you know, really like the last half of the year. And so, you know, that took a big toll just on trying to get that, you know, trying to focus on that really. Mm-hmm. And family life has just been sort of crazy and trying to you know, really, I don't know, just put a lot of stuff on the back burner and focus on my family,
right.
while also trying to just like, you know, work and, you know, get through that. And I didn't get a promotion. I did get a raise, but I didn't get a promotion, so that's cool. Your promotion though, cool. That's congratulations to you on that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I haven't really played a lot of video games during that time. But, because it was just so cold up here, man. It's like we have a basement, and that's where our game system is. And it gets cold down there, man. And I know we have like heaters and stuff like that, so maybe I should use that and whatnot. But no, it's been cold. But then again, I'm just like, you know what? The time that I would have maybe spent playing that stuff beforehand, you know, I just try to dedicate it more to, you know, doing stuff with the family, you know, or doing stuff with the wife, or, you know, my wife, or whatever. So, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. But no, we're just blessed through it all, and, you know, just praying that we continue to move forward, you know, and just get through everything. So that's it, man. So yeah, I know it's been a minute, and the fun thing about us is neither you or I really try to stay like too entrenched with stuff happening in social media or random news out there. So
yeah I could barely even get on, like, I don't know what's up with like some of the social media apps, like say Twitter or Instagram. Like, the reason I got off Twitter, it's like every, I could say like in the past 5 or 6 months or so, I go on there and just reading random, you know, threads, just on like maybe music or something, or this new movie's coming out, and then bam, all of a sudden, hey, here's my ass, here's my OnlyFans. And then it's just like, huh?
That's all it is.
Yeah. And then it's just, yeah. I don't know, it's just like filled with like porn and stuff. And then bam, go on Instagram, same thing. It's like I go to search something, maybe I'm going to search a car, I don't know, man. It's just like, yeah, same thing. So yeah. Anyway, I rarely get on. If I get on, I'll just be searching up like different artists, visual artists and stuff like that. But it's very rare that I'll do that. Or maybe like some home improvement stuff. But I rarely get on those two particular apps. So if we hadn't been liking or resharing, reposting anybody's stuff, you know, it's don't take any offense to it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, same, honestly. Like, I deleted my X app.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
You know, it's what it's called now, right?
And now I deleted that.
Was that back in October, maybe? Like, it's just, yeah, man, it would just be like a bunch of stupid stuff, you know, a bunch of like political stuff.
That too.
Or just like stuff I just like didn't really like. I just didn't really care about. I was like, why do I even have this app anymore? Mm-hmm. So I deleted it. Now, the stupid thing is, I still get like emails. So I'm trying to figure out how to like just stop them all together. But I deleted the app and still have Instagram. You know, I haven't really done a lot of barbecue stuff. I changed my diet plan as well while, you know, trying to focus on the family and stuff like that. So I changed my diet plan. So I hadn't been doing the same kind of barbecuing and stuff like I did before. But I'll hop on there, you know, every now and then and just sort of like, I know my wife will send me, you know, videos and reels and things like that. So shout out to my wife. And they're of all kinds of things. So, yeah, so it's, you know, just fun stuff or just like helpful stuff, you know, things like that. So I'll, you know, I'll just, that's about it, man. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I got rid of X, and then like just last night I deleted TikTok. I hadn't been on it in like months either, posting any food stuff or anything like that. But yeah, it's just a bunch of silly stuff. Like, all this stuff is just very overly addictive, right? So it's you know, it's just sort of silly to have those and just be stuck, you know, looking on them.
Yeah. So, whatever. You know, I look at TikTok a lot now. I think that's probably like the only one I really go to. And it's probably because the algorithm on there, I guess if you search for certain things, it'll cater your
posts or whatever.
Yeah. So now I just get like a whole bunch of car videos, whole bunch of home improvement videos, and art stuff. So I'm fine with all that. Mm-hmm. I don't get all the political crap. So I'm good with all that. I can scroll through there and just look at that stuff I would say for hours, but my attention span is only for like 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'm done.
Yeah, so, yeah. Mine really was like revolved majorly around food and like I think like food and like cars. It's pretty much it, but some music stuff, you know. So yeah, I was just like, eh, whatever. But but yeah, I don't know. I was just like, you know what, I'm good. So
yeah. Sometimes so, it's good to tune out.
Yeah. Oh. That's, I mean, honestly, for a lot of those things, like not really focusing on that, or maybe not focusing, but not like, you know, trying to hop on those apps and just see stuff or post stuff or, you know, look up stuff, whatever, look and see what people that you know have posted on there. Like, I mean, it's been fine, honestly. Like, I'm not like missing that, you know what I mean? So, so while I do miss my friends and family, there's other ways to contact them. So, you know, I need that. So, whatevs.
It's the same thing with Facebook. I barely get on that. I get on now and I see I have like a ton of notifications, but I go straight to Marketplace and try to find stuff and then I'm out. So, So I have no clue what is going on Facebook with some old friends and family. Absolutely none. So
I'll catch some stuff. Like I think Facebook is probably the one that I'm on the most now, just scrolling through a couple things and, you know, being a part of like a couple of like random, just like, you know, Facebook groups. Like I'll, you know, read posts and stuff like that, but you know, really not posting a lot or anything like that. So that's wild. I guess I will reshare like Bible verses and things like that, but that's about it. So
Yeah, I'm looking right now and it's like, I'll stop that.
Yeah.
So
silliness, but
it is.
Yeah, man. So I know there's been a bunch of random news around, a lot of random things.
The diddler, the P diddler.
Yeah, I don't.
That should
I
be
mean,
a Batman villain.
I'm not 100% sure about what's going on there, but it doesn't sound good.
It's not good.
From all accounts, it sounds.
It's not good, buddy. It's not good. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, okay.
The diddler was diddling. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, any other news? I have no clue. That's like the biggest news in the... that I could think of.
Entertainment music.
Yeah, entertainment wise. Other than that, I really don't care about much of anything else.
Politics happening. Stuff or anything like
don't
that.
Don't care. No. Don't care about. I have absolutely no clue what's going on with Trump and Biden. No clue what's going on with Trump's cases or charges or whatever. Is he still in the running for president? No clue. I really don't. I can't say I don't care, but it's just not like something I have an affinity for looking up, you know.
It's, you know, when you get into political posts, it seems like everybody is just sort of like a troll, you know, like when people are either posting or doing replies and like getting into like the comments. While it can be entertaining to a certain degree, it also is just like a waste of brain power, like to read it. And because you sit there and a lot of people will comment on something and you'll just be like, why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah. So definitely not.
Sometimes not even worth, you know, just trying to read up through any of that just because it's just going to be, you know, just too much. So.
Yeah, they do that in my Microsoft Teams, like on our Teams app with our department and stuff. And I see every once in a while somebody will start talking political. And even though it's like kind of sort of in the realm of what our company is, I just like, I'm going to bypass all this. I don't feel like reading it. So,
yeah, I understand you.
Out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen in my work Slack as well. Every now and then, you know, there's a handful of people who will, you know, post something and make a comment about one of the candidates or the president or something like that. And I just like, pass it on by, because I'm like, you know what? What is the, like, why, you know, I don't want to look at that. So whatever. But yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, one thing that has been nice, I would say, and something that, you know, I realized that, and this is like a complete change of subject really, but I realized, you know, we hadn't done enough, is like, I don't know, the past few months, like my wife and I decided to, you know, try to go on like a date night or a day or something, like every couple weeks. And I think we missed 1 week because it was like Easter Sunday, but you know, pretty much every couple weeks, every couple weeks we've been doing that, and it's been nice, you know, to go and like do something. We sort of alternate planning it. Like have dinner or something like that. So yeah, so that had been nice. Has been nice. Yesterday we actually went to this place here. It's like a butterfly enclosure. It's like a butterfly, like they have like hundreds or whatever, thousands, I don't know how many butterflies.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you just sort of walk around and see them, let them land on you, whatever. So that's cool. And then we went out to dinner after that. So
that's cool.
It was nice to be able to do that, to try to reconnect, you know, because you could easily get disconnected with kids and with activities and with work and just life in general. And, you know, so I found it nice to be able to, you know, to be able to do that. And sometimes, you know, you sit and sort of just not really say much and just sort of hang out, you know, and sometimes, you know, there's like, you know, in-depth conversations, you know, and sometimes just sort of light conversations. So it's fun to just do that and be like, you know, in her presence. So, yeah. So
that's nice. Good. That's nice. Yeah. I got to do one of those. It's probably been like since last year, since my wife and I have been on a date. They're usually day dates.
Yeah. That's good too, man. Anytime you can get a chance, you know.
Yeah, it's probably like two or three a year.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all good.
Yeah, I know that you said in the past that, like, you don't really trust anybody for your kids to like sort of be hanging out at their house for a few hours. Maybe if y'all did want to go out, like, are there any friends or anything like that, like friends of the kids that you would that you would let them hang out with, like, you know, their parents well enough and stuff like that? Even though I know where your kids go to school, it may not be as easy to have for that.
I mean, I've met kids and stuff. A couple of the kids' friends' parents, but I'm still not like 100%. But now that I got a 14-year-old. We've been like leaving them home alone since maybe like they were, since my oldest was maybe 12.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Oh, give me a second. I think one of the kids' dads is here to pick them up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, you good?
I'll be right back. Oh. Okay. Hello, sir. I'm back.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the kids' cousins came to check on him.
Okay.
So, yeah, damn, it's like 7 o'clock. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
Kids got to get out of this house. No, that's all good.
Cool. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't remember what we were talking about, just, you know. Oh yeah, the kids staying at friends' houses. Yeah, yeah. We, you know, we have a 16 and 14-year-old. So yeah, we've left them home a little bit as well. You know, obviously, over the course of the last, you know, few years, and then also my mother-in-law does live, you know, fairly close enough that we can drop them off there. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've dropped them off there. There's only a couple of kids. I don't know, houses maybe that we would think that we could let the kids hang out with, you know, for, you know, a few hours for us to go out. But thankfully my mother-in-law is nice enough to let them, you know, hang out at her house or, you know, you know, we can, you know, try to leave him at home for a little bit. But yeah, man, but yeah, so that's that. So I don't know, but yeah, man, like I said, just really, I think, you know, over these past few months, you know, when I asked to pause, I was just like, you know what, I really want to try to work on, you know, just some connection with my family, because I think I got so busy with my business, yeah. You know, and doing stuff there and work, that, you know, and family, that, you know, they all just became a crazy, like a priority that was like more than I could do for all three at the same time. Right. And I was like, you know what, of all these three things, the most important thing is my family. So, yep. So I'm gonna try to find ways to, you know, connect as much as possible with them and do stuff with them. And, you know, also my wife, obviously, you know, which is before the kids, you know, the wife before the kids. So, you know, that's it. It's so hard. Like, I'll tell you what though, man, like, I could think when you have children, at some point in time, their activities or school or whatever can almost take over. You know what I'm trying to say? Be like,
yeah, yeah,
the most important thing. And like, you know, you and your spouse find yourself being, you know, for lack of a better term, like Uber drivers, chauffeurs, you know, to
yeah.
clubs or sports or, you know, other activities, you know.
Yeah. I definitely know that. I ain't gonna say luckily. I would wish my kids would be in more stuff, but just has one that's in a club. Mm-hmm. The other one is in, like, I think I mentioned this before, like Beta Club, but I'm so disappointed in the school, they don't even have meetings or anything. So,
oh, yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
It does sort of suck.
Yeah, but, you know, one of them wants to try to get into baseball, so I've been teaching them like some basics and stuff. We've been trying mm-hmm. to play catch.
That is cool.
Yeah, but of course the seasons around here has already started. I don't think the next season is until like July. For his age group.
Yeah. But, crazy thing, you could play year round, you know, depending on the league, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The level or whatever. So yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, I remember my son played baseball for like a year, mm-hmm. a year or 2 years maybe, and didn't, you know, wasn't really a big fan. But there's times that I wish that we would have just like made him go back, you know, like every single year, because mm-hmm. I think it's important for kids to do an activity, you know, or sports or club or something like that. It just helps them stay out of trouble, to be honest, you know, and not yeah. saying that you can't get in trouble while being in those, but I think that would be good. But yeah, my son did baseball, he did soccer, flag football, lacrosse, basketball, what else, dance 1 year or a couple years, like hip-hop dance, I guess. Yeah, I mean he loves going skateboarding, and he does climbing. There's a big climbing gym here where he'll go to and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's more of an individual situation. It's not like a team situation, but, right. you know, it's something, I guess. Mm-hmm. My daughter has been doing dance, though, for years. She did soccer, like, once or twice, maybe. And then, then she went to dance, and, you know, she loves it. Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, hopefully your kid will take up the baseball and you know, he'll like it, or, you know, maybe he won't, but at least he'll try it, right?
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I had him throw me some pitches, and I was surprised how straight he was, how accurate he could throw.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? Maybe he'll try and be a pitcher.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You take him up to, like, batting cages and things like that?
No, he just got an interest in it.
Yeah.
So we've never been to the batting cages. I'm probably going to, if the weather permits tomorrow, maybe we'll go to the park around the corner from here, and
mm-hmm.
and use the field, because no kid in this neighborhood actually goes to the baseball field. It's just sitting there. I mean, whoever the caretaker is, they keep the field nice and clean. Yeah, but you never see one person on that field.
That's crazy.
Sad.
It is sort of sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The things that get used up here the most, I think, are skate parks. A skate park over here.
Mm-hmm.
Any like park with a basketball court or field. Like the fields will get used for random stuff. You know, mostly it's like soccer. Like basketball courts, I don't really ever see them get used that much. But yeah, the skate parks, they get used the most over here. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, man, it's cool, man. Hopefully you can, you know, get some time to do that. And you know, he starts to like it. Yeah, my son, I think his favorite sport is basketball. And so that's one that he likes the most. So we have a hoop, you know, we have a goal outside that we'll shoot around on a little bit. But yeah, man, I would love for him to, you know, maybe not like necessarily play for the school, or maybe try for the school, or at least like just go and try to play on some kind of like rec league team or something like that, you know? Yeah, just to have something, you know, just have some fun to do and you know,
mess around. Stay occupied, yeah.
Yeah, stay occupied. That's really it. So, yeah. Right. Yeah. My daughter's entrenched in dance season, though. She is, let's see here. She's had two competitions already. This year, she signed up to do a solo. Mm-hmm. And my mom was visiting to see her solo. And yeah, I mean, it's like they basically train from like, I don't know, September all the way to the beginning of March, something mm-hmm. like that, for like the first competitions, right? So she did her solo. It was the first time she did it. And this competition, it was her first competition of the season, her first time doing a solo. She was the first dancer of that competition that whole weekend. And it was crazy because it was at like 3 o'clock, 3:30. And then she did like a couple of team dances later that evening at like 10:30. And the awards weren't until like 11:30 at night or something. It was crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, but for her first time around doing a solo, she got second place out of I don't know how many dozens of dancers.
Nice, good job. Good job on her.
Just dropped my mic. Sorry. I don't know how many dozens of dancers. So, you know, that was pretty awesome, you know, to see her, you know, try to do that and you know, really do a good job on stage. And then yeah, the team dances, you know, both went really well as well. I think they got first and second overall between the two dances they had, two different like sort of categories. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it's cool, it's fun, and she enjoys it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, I don't know. What else we had to talk about? Could we talk about?
I mean,
to give these people updated, give them a little taste.
I mean, that was probably the taste right there. I don't know what else we can, you know, get into, since we're not really like in tune to what's going on with any industry right now.
Yeah.
You know, that might be the thing. I don't know. Yeah.
This was just an impromptu podcast. It's like, yeah. Hey, you want to record? Sure, let's get on.
Boop. Yeah, we'll try to get some more in. And honestly, you know, it was me who asked to like sort of slow down and pause for a minute. And all good. You know, yeah, I just think sometimes it's good to do that. You know,
yep.
Try to pause and get, you know, get right. You know, with you know, get everything else. You know, whatever you need to do. So
of course.
Yeah. So
well. People, I would tell you to check out Twitter and Instagram, but or X and Instagram, but we rarely even post there, as you probably heard in the beginning of this podcast. What can I say? Stay tuned.
We'll be back. We'll be back again. We don't know how consistent they will be like they had been in the past, but you know what? We'll be back again.
Yeah. And of course, everybody has a podcast now. Maybe we should talk about that next time. Everybody.
Maybe we should. Like literally, everybody. That's the one thing. That's the one thing before we go. That's the one thing. I hopping on to Instagram now, just sort of scrolling through reels and stuff like that. So many people have a podcast for so many things. Yeah, it's like literally there. I think there's a podcast about everything you can imagine. Probably
my job has a podcast. They sent a mass email out saying, "Hey, does anybody have podcast experience? Wants to join our corporate podcast?"
But you were first in line, weren't you?
Absolutely not. I didn't say anything. I don't even tell people at work I had a. I think I told somebody long ago, but they're no longer at the job. But one of my coworkers, he actually started following J. Del Negro. Shout out J. Del Negro. Mm-hmm. And he's like, where do you know him from? Do you know him? Like, y'all used to go to school or something? I was like, no, just from like some old podcast circles, you know, we used to run in. I didn't say what podcast either one of us were on, but yeah, so it's just weird how some of that kind of creeps in.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
That's funny, man. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's only a couple of people in my job, you know, in my department that know I had a podcast. I'm not sure they even. Really, just the one dude, Marvin, that we had on that one time. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think that's about it. And my company has their own corporate podcast as well.
Yeah.
It's a major corporation that anybody in America has heard of. So I won't give their name, but yeah, they have a handful of podcasts about a lot of different things. So whatevs. Anyway, yeah, maybe we can talk about it. Everybody has a podcast. Maybe we can.
Maybe so. Anyway, people, stay tuned. We'll be back in the future.
Yep. We're on Instagram somewhere.
Yeah, you could look through all the mass amount of stuff we've been posting for, like, when did we do this? Like 10 years ago? 9 years ago?
Was that long ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, so you could start from the beginning and just scroll up and just revisit.
Really? Yeah. Really, maybe like start from like last year, because that's when we actually got good. a lot of other stuff is just silliness, but anyway. Yeah. All right.
Well, all right. There you have it, people. Later.
Checking out. Peace.